South Korea's leading analysts, politicians, and diplomats gathered in Seoul to discuss President Moon Jae-in's Korea Peace Initiative, with his point man toward Pyongyang outlining their preference for dialogue.
Sanctions themselves cannot fundamentally resolve our problems. In the end, without passing through the door of negotiations, we cannot enter the room where the final solution for the nuclear issue lies.
The February summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean Chairman Kim Jong-un ended without an agreement, leaving some worrying the peace process in East Asia would stall. South Korea's pushed ahead in engaging the North, and aid groups seek to assist North Korea but are constantly blocked by U.S.-led UN sanctions.
United Nations resolutions should not adversely impact the lives of North Korean residents, nor should they negatively impact humanitarian activities carried out in North Korea. Due to UN sanctions, as well as US sanctions, it is becoming more and more difficult to carry out humanitarian assistance in North Korea.
On March 22nd, Trump shocked his own officials by blocking another round of large-scale sanctions against North Korea, only to threaten to impose them later. Still, analysts suggest some deal is possible with U.S. compromise.
For the United States, if there really is going to be a sincere focus to have a new relationship with North Korea, I think denuclearization has to be at the end of the process. So I think we need to do things like opening liaison offices. I think we need to have a peace declaration that ends the Korean War, some first steps toward denuclearization. I think if you do those things first, I think you actually do have a real shot at having a new relationship with Pyongyang.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet Trump on April 11th amid indications another Kim-Trump summit may be possible. South Korea is still committed to implementing inter-Korean projects that seek to reduce tensions. These include the demolition of guard posts, the excavation and return of war remains, and the opening of three hiking trails along the DMZ, the heavily fortified border that separates the two Koreas. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.